You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 55. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to this week's podcast. Now, I say welcome back, but if you're here for the first time, it is so great to have you here, and welcome. I'm Jackie Almer, and I hope that you'll take some time to listen in on some of the previous podcasts and see if the training and the different ideas and tips and tools that are offered here might benefit you and your team. And of course, if you've been around for a while, we'll pull up a chair and, you know, grab a cool beverage out of the refrigerator and let's keep going. I definitely appreciate you taking some time to listen in and work on developing your business skills each week. And I'd love for you to share what's been great for you. You can go to jackiealmer.com/question and click on that little app to the far right that says kind of sideways, well not kind of, but it says sideways, send me a voice message. And please click that and you can record right into your computer and it'll save it. You don't have to have anything super techy. Don't get right up close to your computer, but get close enough and you can usually, I think you can play it before you actually send it to make sure it's clear and let me know what's been helpful or leave a question that you might want to have covered. Now, in today's podcast, we're going to cover the importance that three-way calls can make in your business. Whether you're generating leads online or offline, I like to stress the online piece of this and how important it is because you don't want to miss the importance of bringing the high-touch aspect into your online efforts as quickly as possible. Online is great for generating leads, but the high touch part of it, that relationship building piece of making calls and doing three-way calls and creating social proof for your prospects is going to be so important. And, you know, it's interesting. This podcast is a direct result of a listener's request to learn more about how these work and doing these. So if you have a question or a topic that you want covered, again, go to jackiealmer.com/question. And also, I know a lot of people like to listen to this while they're driving, while they're walking, working out, whatever. You can access the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/055. jackiealmer.com/055. Now, many have asked about sponsoring a podcast, and yes, you can do that. No. Now, you can go to jackiealmer.com/ads for details. And with that, let's hear from today's sponsor. Do you have a burning desire to break away from your job? Do you want to start your own business and work from home? Do you know what tools you need to start an internet business? Or do you have a traditional brick and mortar business, but you need more customers? Do you know why you need an online presence? What is it exactly that's stopping you? If you're having problems getting new leads, you want to listen up. Maybe you want to generate more income. Or maybe you need some great training and mentoring by successful business owners. If any of these questions apply to you, visit the blog over at PrestonHatchell.com. That's PrestonHatchell.com. PrestonHatchell.com. It's all about building your business. And on that blog, you're going to learn the tools every business needs to be successful. And he's going to show you how you can get a mentor and training from a very successful business group of business owners who've been where you are. So head on over to PrestonHatchell.com and get started building your business together. Again, that's PrestonHatchell.com. PrestonHatchell.com. right. And thanks so much, Preston. I appreciate you sponsoring today's podcast and always wishing you the very best in business. And again, if you're interested in sponsoring a podcast, having your message go out to thousands of people, having a link off my website and have it being tweeted and posted on LinkedIn and Facebook on a regular basis, head on over to jackiealmer.com/ads. Now, today, as I mentioned, we're going to focus on three-way calls, as they can be a very important tool in building your business. But it's important that you understand them, know what their purpose is, and how to present and use them effectively. Three-way calls are a very powerful way to create growth in your business and duplicate a system that works. And you may have heard the term three-way call tossed around and don't really know what it is. And that's a question that comes up for me a lot. What exactly is a three-way call, and when and how do I use them? And that's a great question, so I'm going to answer that up front. The purpose of a three-way call is so that you can introduce your upline leader to your prospect. This helps take the emphasis off of you. It shows the support of the team and creates social proof that this is a business that's bigger than just you and a phone call and a webinar or something like that. When you're introducing your prospect, you want to share something that creates value for the person in the other person's mind. And you want to do this as well when you're introducing your upline. If you're doing three-way calls, you're going to introduce the person who's your prospect as well as your upline. You want to be truthful, you want to be authentic, and you want to edify them, uplift them, and put them in a better light. Here's the icing to what I call the three-way call cake. Your upline's responsibility is to also edify you. Edify you as a leader, a partner, and someone who's going places. I want to explain to you why this is so important. Here's the thing. Most of the people who know you, especially if you're making your warm market list or even interacting with people from your past on Facebook who are now interested in your business or whatever it is, most of those people know you as something other than a home business owner, a network marketer, party plan person, online business builder, and so on. They may not have known previously of your interest or involvement in our profession or your desire to get out of your job and so on. So when the upline comes on to the call and edifies you and the talents and accomplishments that you've had in the business, now your prospect sees you in a different light. Your friend from, you know, Little League from way back when or whatever it is, your prospect begins to see you in a different light. I hope that makes sense. The point of a three-way call is not because you don't know what you're doing or anything like that. That's why if you pay attention, you're going to see exactly how and when and what my criteria is for doing a three-way call. Now, it's funny. As I record this podcast, I am fresh off of 2 three-way calls using Skype. So when you're thinking three-way calls, don't get your mind just around the telephone. I did one with a team leader in Singapore where we actually dialed back to Long Beach, California, and another with a prospective team partner in the United Kingdom. And I mention this because, again, don't forget the power of Skype in making introductions, introducing your upline, doing those three-way calls, creating that social proof, especially if you're growing an international team. And you know my mantra on that. I sure hope that you're building and growing an international business. We are a global baby in the 21st century, and that's so exciting. So as I mentioned, three-way calls are a very powerful way to create growth in your business and duplicate a system that works. I already mentioned it creates social proof. It creates that sense of team. It's validating, and it lets the potential team partner know how things are done and that help is available out there. There's a right way and a wrong way to do these calls. So I'm going to cover how to do these effectively and what your role, either you'll see your role whether you're introducing the three-way call or maybe you're the person on the three-way call, you know, doing the sharing with one of your team members and their prospects. But either way, I want to show you how to do these effectively so that you can get started correctly from the very beginning. Now, first, unless it's worked out ahead of time, and I really don't use this philosophy myself, but the three-way call is not intended to be a first look for the prospect. So I don't even do this if it's worked out ahead of time. There are tools and great systems out there that I really believe in using, and I don't know a company out there that doesn't have tools and systems in place to share what the actual business is with your prospect. So I don't use a three-way call to be a first look for the prospect. It's a call that's intended to paint a vision of what's possible and allow your prospect to view the business and the potential through an expert's eyes. Now, this doesn't mean that if you're the one introducing it, you're less of an expert. It's all perception. And as I already mentioned, there's a reason for that, and it's to paint you in an even bigger and better light for your prospect. You want to make sure that you have your upline's bio ahead of time and that you're making a proper introduction of the expert so that you edify them and you give the prospect a solid reason to open up and be ready to listen and learn. Then you're going to call your prospect and then your upline. You're going to make the introduction of your upline and then share their bio, and then you're going to turn it over to them. And there are a few key points that you want to stress when you're making that introduction. So hopefully you have a piece of paper and you're writing these down, because these are important. And again, you can get these show notes over at jackiealmer.com/055. Now, the key is the person has the facts. Okay, that's key number one. You want to introduce this as someone that knows the facts. They know what's going on within the company. They've had success. They love helping people. They love fun, and they're down to earth. So if you kind of see in that, the idea is to build them up and then at the same time show them as human, fun, and very approachable. How does that sound or feel to you? So you want to stress that this is a key person who has the facts. This is a person who's had success. This is a person who loves helping people. This is a person who loves fun. And this is a person who's down to earth. So hopefully those five key points, you get that. Now, it's really called edifying when you do this. And some people cringe at that word. And I have to be honest, I used to, because I didn't fully understand it. So make sure you understand it. It's really about giving respect and laying the groundwork for your prospect to value your upline's time and attention. That's what it's about. And this is really very crucial. After you introduce your upline, the next important thing is that you be quiet unless they ask you to speak. This is also crucial. Did you catch that? I hope you catch how crucial that is. After you introduce your upline, please be quiet unless they ask you to speak. They have a system and a flow typically down, and you can really upset the apple cart and jump in too soon, you know, wanting to add to things and embellish things and all that type stuff. Now, some people will tell you, oh my gosh, if you're doing three-way calls, don't ask the prospect for permission to add your upline to the call. Just, you know, get your upline on the call and start calling everybody on your list. Some people may do it that way. I personally disagree. And I can tell you also, for me personally, I get very angry. The few times I've ever been caught off guard on the phone where I've been felt like I've been tag teamed by someone on a call, it's made me very angry and very resistant to listen to what people have to say. So I know some people would disagree with my comments on that, but my thought is you've got to be really careful. You've got to respect your prospect first and foremost to get their attention. And also, you want to respect the time of your upline as well. You want to make sure that you're getting them on the phone with someone who's truly qualified and interested in the business. So you'll have to decide for yourself what works. Now, as the upline, you want to develop your bio and share a little of your story. And you want to be careful anytime you're doing a three-way call and avoid using any lingo or language that your prospect's just not going to understand. Upline, downline, sponsor, and so on. Those are all word binary, you know, unilevel, different things for compensation plans. This is language that your prospect in most cases isn't going to understand, so you want to avoid using that terminology. I want to share what my bio is, and this is how I have my team introduce me for calls. And as I mentioned about lingo, you'll notice that I don't use the word sponsor in here. I like to use partnership or team partner. It makes us equals. So listen as I use the word business partner, and you'll see what I mean. So my team partner would say this to introduce me, or something along these lines. I'd like to introduce you to my business partner, Jackie Elmer. She lives in California, she's married with two kids, and she built her business over the last 20 years while her children were home with her. She has a lot of knowledge about how to build a successful business, and she's built several successful teams to the tens of thousands. She served on three field advisory councils with our company, won the top sponsoring team builder award for 2011 and 2012, and is among the top income earners consistently. She loves helping others create what they want in their own business, and she's very down to earth and approachable, and she'll be happy to answer your questions. Okay, that's just an idea. And you know, the accolades will change as you grow and whatever, and those aren't so much important. But again, as I mentioned, this is a person who has the facts. This is a person who's had success, but they're approachable, they're fun, they're down to earth, and that type thing. Now, there are a couple of criteria that I have for my team before I'll do a three-way call, because again, it's important that I'm not there to share a first look with them. This is not what my role is in a three-way call. It is not my job to explain how it works. I've gotten on three-way calls before when the person will say, "So tell me what this is all about." Oh my gosh, are you kidding? We have nowhere to go. They haven't even watched a video. They don't know what they're looking at or whatever. It's not my job to explain the compensation plan. Whatever you do, avoid getting stuck into a or sandwiched into trying to explain a compensation plan. A video almost always works better because most compensation plans are very visual, and you can lose your prospect and sound extremely confusing if you try to explain it over the phone. Many people are visual learners, especially when it comes to different things like that. I mean, imagine trying to explain a complex algebraic quotation or something like that, or expression. I mean, you know, you have to see it. If you hear people talking about y squared to the power of 18 times x and, you know, different things like that, it gets totally confusing. And compensation plans can be the exact same way. It's also not my job to explain network marketing. Again, there's other great tools out there that are designed to do just that. What my role is to put another face, a face of success, into the business. It's to share my story and paint a vision of what I saw in network marketing, what I saw with my company, and where I see the company going and why we are moving fast now. So once both introductions have been made, I'm going to jump in, and the introducing rep is going to remain quiet and avoid the temptation to jump in and add to the conversation. Remember, I said once the introduction is made, then it's the representative that's introducing both to be quiet. So overall, here's the anatomy of a three-way call. You want to tell your upline expert or fellow team colleague everything he or she will want to know about your prospect. You're going to handle the calling and call your prospect at the agreed upon time. You're going to warmly greet your prospect, establish a little rapport, and then let he or she know that you're going to make the call to meet your team partner now. And using three-way calling and the flash button that's on just about any phone these days, you'll make that call. Then, once you're both on the line, you're going to edify and properly introduce your team partner, your upline, to your prospect. This is going to put your prospect in listening mode, and then you're going to edify and properly introduce your prospect as well. You want to build them up too. So you're going to enthusiastically introduce the two speakers, and then you're going to zip your mouth, open your ears, and resist the temptation to jump in and add to the conversation. And I know this can prove so challenging, especially when you're new in the beginning and you have that one key point that you just really feel like your prospect needs to hear, and it's hard for you to resist the urge to throw in your two cents. But you can really derail your upline when you do that. It's a mistake, it confuses your prospect, and again, it can derail your expert if he or she was already going to share your point. But you jumped the gun on it, and now your prospect feels outnumbered, and it gets really convoluted. So follow the strategy that I've laid out, and you will have success. One last important thing: when you introduce a new team member to the three-way call, you teach them strong duplication. So remember, you're always modeling for your prospect what he or she will be doing if they join you on the team. You're going to lay the groundwork for your unshakable network marketing empire when you show them some of these tools and the support that's available. So let's talk then about how to schedule the three-way call. When a prospect has gone through the basic information and they express interest in hearing more from you or more from a call or whatever after a meeting or something like that, that's the time when scheduling a three-way call with your sponsor or upline can be very, very powerful and persuasive. So if you're new, you can simply say something like, "Hey, you know, I know you've got some questions and I'd like to share some more, but I'm new and I don't have all the answers yet, and we have such great team support. And since I'm just getting started, would it be all right with you if I introduced you to my business partner to share a little bit more with you and get some of those questions answered?" This way you'll get all those questions answered, and it's going to help me too because I'm going to learn more while I'm on that call. You edify your sponsor, you share their success story to provide further validation of the opportunity and what's possible and why you want to introduce them. Now, if you're not brand new to the company, you can still do three-way calls and they're still very powerful. I still use them when I know the time is right as well. So you're going to say something like, "Listen, I just wanted to let you know I have access to a top leader in our company and I'd really love the opportunity to introduce them to you. I think you'd enjoy hearing her story and a little bit about what got her started and what she was looking for because I think the two of you would get along really well. Would it be all right if we scheduled a time to make a quick introduction?" Then when they agree, you schedule the time with your sponsor, Upline. Now, ideally, what I typically do when I'm talking to a prospect, I have them give me three different time ranges that work for them. And then I'll call my Upline and say, "These are the three times I have available. Can you make something fit within that?" Most often, we can find something that fits. Occasionally, you have to go back and forth, but chances are one of those time slots is going to work. That's how you get it scheduled. Now, the way you do the three-way call is that the representative setting up the call is the one who does the calling. They first dial their prospect in, and then they dial the Upline. As I kind of already went through this, but once both parties are on, the rep's going to say, "Hi, Jane, listen, I have my business partner on the line, and I would like to introduce you to Jackie Elmer." And from there, you go through the bio. Okay, kind of just like I already shared my bio. You can go back and listen to this again, but you're going to go through your Upline's bio. Then at this point, the introduction has been made, and then the team partner is going to say, "Jackie, I would like you to meet Jane. Jane and I have known each other for years. She's been very successful doing fundraising for a local organization here, but she has three beautiful children, and she just misses them and would really love to be home with them full time. She's got a great list of contacts. She's got great energy, and you know, people just really love her, and I thought of her immediately about this business, and I also thought of the power of introducing both of you since your stories are similar with wanting to be home with your children." Jane, meet Jackie. Jackie, meet Jane. From there, I, being Jackie, would jump in and I would take over and I would begin with something like this. "Hey, Jane, it's great speaking with you today and thanks so much for taking some time to commit to be here with me and Sue. We're just thrilled to be here with you today. And Sue's told me a good bit about you already, so I feel like I know a little bit more about you. So before we begin, tell me, what is it that most intrigues you about what you've seen so far with our company and the options that it might provide for you to stay home with your children, since I know that's what's important to you?" Now, here's a side note. Notice that Sue, when she introduced Jane to me, she mentioned what the reason why was, which was for her to be home with her three beautiful children. So you want to make sure that your team partner learns what their reason why is beforehand and make sure they share that with you if at all possible so that you can also weave that into the conversation. And when you ask that, you know, what is it that intrigues you about what you've seen so far with our company and the options that it might provide for you to stay home with your children? Then you want to be quiet and wait for the guest to share that answer with you. Now, don't be afraid of long pauses. Sometimes people are afraid of these, but if you just wait it out, they will open up. And then you say, you know, that is great. Well, I believe that you're going to find that we offer something that's going to allow you to achieve just what you want and have fun along the way. And with Sue's expertise and her guidance and the support of our team and company, you will truly be destined for success if you'll follow our proven system. What I'd love to do now is just share a little more of my story, what's happened to me since I got involved, and where I see things going with the company. Would that be all right with you? It won't take more than a few minutes. Now, the important thing is that I stick to that. I really stick to 5 to 10 minutes to quickly share my story, compelling but brief. I share my success and what's happened for me so far, and then I paint a vision for the future of the company, and I share where we're going now, why we're taking fast action. If there's any specials or incentives that might be happening within the company, I make sure that I share those as well. And then I'll say, "So, Jane, what specific questions do you have for me?" Now, again, as I mentioned, I don't get into how does this work, explaining the compensation plan, and so on. I'm going to guide the prospect back to the tools for this. I'm going to answer questions that do involve the next steps, however, or what our training and support would consist of, and what we provide, and so on. And at the end of the conversation, I like to ask them, after I've answered questions, "Well, Jane, it seems like we've gotten your questions answered. So, based on what I've shared today, where do you see yourself in terms of joining our team on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being ready to go." And then again, you wait for an answer. If they're a 7 or a higher, I'll say something like, "What would it take to make you a 10?" If they're less than that, I thank them for their time. I ask them if they'd consider being a customer, and let them know that, Sue will be staying in touch. And then I ask for referrals. I'll say something like, "Do you know anyone who would be interested that Sue and I should be sharing this with?" Sometimes just that simple question can open them up to the ideas of just who they know who might be a fit. It's another way of painting a picture for them of possibility. And again, I always suggest trying the product as a customer. I'll, of course, mention that. And then I'll say something like, "Well, Jane, I'm wondering, because we have such great products and services, whatever it is that you have, would you consider helping Sue out with her business and just trying our product or our service as a customer?" I'm very easy with that. I want to put them on the spot, but not too much on the spot. They'll either say yes or no, and I always honor that. But then, I ask for referrals and let them know that we'll stay in touch. And then I turn it back over to my team partner to do the signups. So some closing comments to help might be, if they're interested in starting the business, "Oh, that is great, Jane. I look forward to welcoming you to the team, watching your success. Getting started is quick and easy. Do you have just a few minutes now so we can walk you through the enrollment?" Okay, now you've, put them there to hopefully get them enrolled. If they're interested but need more information, then I might say something like, "Well, what we're going to do is we're going to send you some links to review now. We've got an online video that's going to explain the compensation plan, explain our products, that type thing. Once you've watched these, please write down your questions and we'll revisit them tomorrow or the next day. So let's schedule a time to get back together and get those questions answered. When would a good time be for you?" And again, if they're not interested at all, I just thank them for their time. I recommend that Sue adds them to her newsletter list, connects with them on Facebook for a regular follow-up. And when they become part of your audience and they can watch you from a distance, watch what you do over time, you might be amazed at how those people will come back around. And again, always ask for referrals. If you learn to replace every no with a referral, your contact list is never going to run out. You're never going to say, "Gosh, I don't know who to talk to about my business." Follow up with them from time to time, letting them know what's new, what's exciting in your company, and see if the time is right to revisit. And that's where knowing the importance of their why is pivotal, because you can always bring that back around and relate it to the conversation. So remember, the fortune is in the follow-up. Okay, after talking to anyone, no matter what the response is, I always send them a follow-up email, a follow-up card if I have their address, and I thank them for their time. I'll send links that they can use to learn more about the business, products, any success stories, and that way, if they would know someone who might be interested, or in case they have an interest down the road, they know that I valued their time and truly took the time to appreciate that. And you have to remember, you'll always need to be talking to people to keep your business building going. But revisiting those people from the past and following up is so important. And how do I know this? I know this because that's my story. I said no to network marketing until one day it became my idea because my why had changed, my situation had changed, and then you couldn't sign me up fast enough. So I know how important following up with people is because I probably wouldn't be here today had it not been for that. So as you keep doing this, you're going to build on your business skill sets, your level of expertise is going to increase, and along with that, your confidence and your skills in presenting what you have, what a great gift you have, is going to increase as well. So there you have it, three-way calls made simple. I hope you have come away with a better understanding of the importance of them, how they work, how that can benefit you in helping your prospects see you in a different light rather than a teacher or a plumber or an attorney or whatever it is that you do, or a stay-home mom, you know, whatever it is that you do in your day-to-day life, you want to shift them around to seeing you as a confident, capable business builder as well. Again, the show notes, you can find those over at jackiealmer.com/055. And if you have questions or topics that you'd like to see on a future podcast, you can go to jackiealmer.com/question and ask it, and connect with me on my Facebook page and ask some questions there. jackiealmer.com/FB, as in Facebook. We can connect on Twitter at Jackie Almer. And as always, if you have found this podcast helpful, I would love for you to share it and also rate it and give me a review. You can go right over to iTunes. You can type in Jackie Almer. You can type in Street Smart Wealth. You can type in Profit in Your PJs, any of the many things that I'm known for over there. And I would love for you to share a review and rate it. That helps me, A, know that I'm providing value, and B, it helps spread the word and get it out there, because iTunes wants to know that they're using their bandwidth for good things. So it's, again, it's Jackie Almer. Thanks for being here. You can always visit me over at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and I will see you next week. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Almer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.